I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
It's Harvey Day. Oh, by the way, I did write that rap. Remember Evan and Craig were challenging me? Well, I wrote it. Actually, I just want to finish up one more verse, and then I might make a track out of it. I might put it down on a track here and let it loose. But I'm not 100% sure I want to do that yet. However, what I will tell you is what I have written so far, highly, highly entertaining. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. We got into the Baseball Hall of Fame a little bit. I'll touch on it here before we get back to the calls. Look, Scott Rowland's not a Hall of Famer. Simple as that. I mean, technically, he is now a Hall of Famer because he got voted in. But he's, you know what I mean, he's not really a Hall of Famer. Billy Wagner should be in. Carlos Beltran should be in. Jeff Kent should be in. The Hall of Fame right now is totally out of whack. And you've heard all the conversation about, you know, the percentages of Beltran and the first time on the ballot and what it took, you know, to get rolling in. First year he was on, he only got 10%, and now all of a sudden he's a Hall of Famer. Look at what, and you hear the top, you know, the main guys, the top guys and the votes that they get or don't get. So it's easy to look at that. But when you look at some of the lesser known guys, it exposes the writers blatantly. How the hell does Bronson Arroyo get one vote? Like, who is voting for Bronson Arroyo to be a Hall of Famer? Somebody actually thinks he's a Hall of Famer. One person that has a vote voted for Bronson Arroyo. Give you another one. Somebody who has a vote voted for R.A. Dickey. How could you possibly have a vote? Well, by the way, you got to be a baseball writer for 10 years to get a vote. No way Frances has a vote.
I was also going to ask you, because remember he was in love with Bronson Arroyo?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's right. Mike loved Bronson Arroyo. I love Arroyo. And yeah, Brandon Inge gets a vote. How is that possible?
We know the answer. Yeah, we know who has the one vote.
No, so you have to be a base, because I was talking to McCarron and Harper at SMY about this, and those guys have been in the BBWA, Baseball Writers of America, I think it is, for 10 years. And then you have a vote. And, I mean, that's a long time to be on the job to warrant getting a vote, right? So then how could these people still vote for, listen to this one, it gets worse. Arroyo, R.A. Dickey, John Lackey got a vote. I don't even know if that's as bad as the other ones, but that's pretty bad. Houston Street, remember him? He got a vote. And then this one takes the cake. Like, these are professional writers who cover baseball for at least 10 years. Somebody, one person who does that, voted for Mike Napoli. How the bleep does Mike Napoli get a Hall of Fame vote? Now, I'm not talking about Bobby Abreu or Mark Burley or Jimmy Rollins. Like, yeah, those guys are good players. They're not Hall of Famers. But you could understand to a certain extent people voting for them. K-Rod, Torrey Hunter, those guys are, you know, whatever. Although in 10 years, maybe they get in. Or 5 years, maybe they get in. The way that the voting has gone. But how could any self-respecting baseball writer that has been in the game for 10 years vote for Mike Napoli or R.A. Dickey? I mean, it's just an embarrassment. Anyway, I'm happy Fred McGriff got in. Other than that, I don't care just because I love Freddie McGriff, Crime Dog, one of my all-time favorite players. But the Hall of Fame is watered down. Great conversation. It's watered down. Think about it. We have a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame with Scott Rolen in it, but not Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens or even Alex Rodriguez. I know there are obvious reasons why, but still. Come on now. Chris is calling from Shrub Oak, New York. What's up, Chris?
Sal, what's going on, buddy?
How are you, Chris? Good to hear from you.
I'm good, pal. All right, before I get to my Rogers point, I know we break your chops about Aruba. Just please go to that restaurant I told you. My buddy just got home Saturday. I woke up Sunday morning from a text home. He said, Patricia's of New York was our best meal of the week.
And, okay, so you'll be happy to know, Chris, I was thinking of you. I got a bunch of recommendations from some people that go regularly, and they gave me restaurant names, and I made reservations actually late last night doing it, and Patricia's is one of them. So, and then I was like, oh, I think that's the one that Chris brought up. And
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I will be there, and now they have one in New York as well, but you're saying the one in the Aruba is different, right?
Blows them away. The food is, I told you, he gets everything imported right from Italy. That's why it's so much better.
Now, is that the best Italian restaurant there? Because I've heard about Gianni's is supposed to be really good.
Gianni's is good, but Gianni's owns another restaurant there called, I don't know if anybody told you about Azzurro's. Anybody bring up Azzurro's?
No.
The guy that owns Gianni's owns Azzurro's. Gianni's is very, like, it's on the main strip. It's very, like, there's like a lot going on. If you want a more quiet setting, go to Azzurro's. It's behind one of the hotels right on the beach. It's the same food.
Okay.
It's the same owner. It's the same exact food.
All right. Well, I did Gianni's. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that one, but I did make a reservation just in case. But Patricia's is definitely happening Sunday night. I will be there next Sunday night.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy said it was the best meal they had all week.
Looking forward to it.
That, and I don't know if you made the other ones, but one of my other favorites, I don't know where you're staying, but it's in the Hilton. It's called Sunset Grill. They got the best steak I've ever eaten in there.
Interesting. Okay. I'll mark it really down. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm only going to be there for 6 days or whatever, 6 nights. So we'll see.
Yeah, there's so much you could do.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, okay, so Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a no-brainer because you got, you know, last year's draft class, they obviously, they're going to be good, and they're all on rookie contract deals. You got to try to win now. You got to bring him in. You have to.
It's the right move. I mean, you can pay. You're right. The way that they are set up, it would be great if they could pay the quarterback and have everybody else, as you mentioned, on these rookie deals and try to take advantage of it. If they could get Aaron Rodgers, it changes. There are only a handful of moves that come your way as a franchise that can instantly change the course of your franchise. This is one of them. You got to go get him.
And, you know, like, look at, like, a team like Cincinnati. They hit on their quarterback, who's on a rookie deal along with their receiver. So they were able to piece everything in around him. And, you know, there's a good shot they're going to go to the Super Bowl with Cincinnati.
Look, I don't know where, and thank you for the call, Chris, and for the recommendations. Of course, we appreciate it. I don't know where the Jets will end up. Nobody does. If they get Aaron Rodgers, what we do know is he puts them on the map as far as being a legitimate contender. Just like he did with the Packers every single year. Every year Rodgers is under center, the Packers could go out there potentially and win a Super Bowl. Now, they only did it once, a long time ago. But every year he's under center, they have a shot. And the Jets, you could argue, are better than what Green Bay had. the offensive line, the ability to run the football with Breece Hall and others, and their defense. Who knows how it would work out, but legitimately, the Jets would be one of the top teams in the AFC instantly if Aaron Rodgers comes aboard. You got to go get him. I don't care if it took three picks, honestly. Hey, you'd like to have to do it in two picks. If you could give up two first-round picks, you do that. But even if it took three or two plus, two first-rounders plus a third or whatever it may be, you do it. If it's available, you do it. Antonio's calling from Manhattan. Good morning, Antonio.
What's up? How you doing, man?
How are you, Antonio?
Good, good. Feeling better. Yeah, basically, you know, I think the Jets have, the, what, the 8th or 9th pick this year?
Is that what? No, 13th.
Oh, 13th. Okay, they're much lower. All right. So, yeah, look, as far as Aaron, I want to get to the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers. Look, there's a conversation, if you want to look at it, on Google with Bill Maher. He has like a show where he smokes pot and he like brings celebrities to talk to and stuff. And Aaron Rodgers, he was there and he was talking to him like for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. No, he's not coming to New York. if you hear that conversation, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay. I mean, I can check that out. It's what show is it on?
Bill Maher. He's like,
I know who he is, but is it on HBO? Yeah. Where do I watch the show?
No. This, you can actually go to Google and just Google Bill Maher, Aaron Rodgers. And he has like a show where he's smoking pot, like, and, you know, he's interviewing the celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Is Rodgers like smoking Cuban as well?
No, he's not. But okay. Like Mark Cuban, he brings in like really big time, you know, celebrities, and he just talks to them on YouTube. And like and he was talking to Aaron Rodgers. And
well, give me what you give me. Can you give me something he said that makes you think he's not coming to New York?
Basically, he was talking about like a lot of the. He was talking about the whole thing about the woke crowd and everything else. And look, who do you associate with that type of crowd? New York. So he's not coming to New York. He's not. I don't think he's. I don't think he has the right mindset to be here. There are other things that he said, but look, I don't want to like. I'd rather you guys, you know, listen to yourself and make your own conclusions. Mm-hmm. But he almost spoke for 2 hours with this guy, and from what I gathered of what he said there, I don't think he's coming to New York. I doubt it.
I can promise you I will not take 2 hours listening to that. I'll just take your word for it or try to read some of the highlights. But you don't know who he's talking about specifically with the woke crowd. I mean, that could be anything. It could be social media. It could be, you know, universally. So, I mean, is New York diverse? Of course. I don't know if that means woke crowd. Like, I don't know what we're talking about when it comes to that. But anyway, I mean, I'd be curious to see. I don't think it's on paper a good fit as far as Rodgers' personality and this town, but we'll see.
No, he's great. Look, I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's still like, he's still good. But it's just his personality. I don't think, I just don't see him in New York. I don't see it. But anyway, I want to get to this Scott Rowland thing. I think you kind of like said everything that I wanted to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I mean, Scott Rowland, look, I mean, this is the thing, right? Jeff Kent, and I talked about Jeff Kent before. Look, I never liked Jeff Kent when he was here, but because of his personality, who he is, et cetera, there are other things that we can get involved in. He got caught with a gun at the airport, if you recall. He's that type of guy. He's like one of these temper guys. But
Jeff Kent?
Jeff Kent.
Wasn't he like the son of a cop or something like that? Or there was something with
that. Yeah, but he had a temper.
Oh, no, I know. I know that he was, they hated him. I understand that. Okay. Media hated him.
But look, the thing is, if you look at Scott Rowland and Jeff Kent, for example, Scott Rowland, once he turned 29, his career went downhill. Jeff Kent, on the other hand, when he turned 29, that's when he became Jeff Kent. If you recall, he spent probably like 3 or 4 years in New York or more, maybe five. But who was 29? That's when his career
95,
started.
I believe they traded him to the Mets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So to me, and then, you know, this is my point. If Scott Rowland gets in, then you gotta let Dale Murphy in, Keith Fernandez, Don Mattingly and Bill Buckner, and you said Bobby Abreu. You know that Bobby Abreu, he has like better numbers than Scott Rowland. He has, look, 2,470 hits, 288 home runs. He has 400 steals. 400. Think about that. And he has to.
Bobby Abreu is a good player. He's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, and maybe.
But if Scott Rolen is in, come on, Scott Rolen. Like, just look, like, again, after 29, he didn't have a good year. Basically, all his good years were before the age of 29. After 29, as opposed to Jeff Kent, who became a great player.
Well, Jeff Kent
was
a more impactful player. And, you know, you bring up Keith Hernandez. They're not even on the same stratosphere, the two players. What were you saying, Fleegs? You looked at the both of their numbers?
I'm saying because Antonio mentioned him. I think Martin mentioned him earlier. You compare the two of their offensive stats, especially adding in the fact that Roland, the era that he played in, I mean, you could make an argument that they're on similar levels offensively, or maybe argue that Keith was better overall from the career numbers. And while people talk about Roland being a great defensive third baseman, one of the best, Keith is arguably the best.
The way I would look at it is the impact that a player has on the game.
Roland has Keith in home runs. That's about it.
Right. And Keith wasn't a home run hitter. And also, Roland played in an era where everybody was hitting home runs, smaller
right,
ball
so comparative
and
even to their own era. Roland was still a little bit better,
right,
but neither one was a huge power hitter for their time.
Roland is—he's not a Hall of Famer. He was a very good player for a long time. I can't even look at the numbers. It drives me nuts. I know he's a great defensive player, and I value defense. Trust me. But Scott Roland, how many career homers did he hit here, Fleegs? 316.
316.
I mean, that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
280 hitter. 855 career OPS. He topped 30 home runs twice or three times.
Yeah, come on. That's not an impact. He was a good player for a long time. It is now, as somebody was tweeting out, I forget who it was exactly, and people have talked about this over the years, it's become the Hall of Very Good.
Can't tell me he's a home run, but Hernandez and Mattingly aren't.
Those guys were more, that's why I say impact. Those guys, Hernandez and Mattingly, both significantly more impactful on the game, even if for a shorter period. Keith Hernandez is going to get in, by the way. With all these guys getting in now, Hernandez will get in on one of these, whatever the ballots are, where they
the Veterans
Committee, whatever they call it. He's going to get in the Hall of Fame, and that's going to be a huge deal around here, obviously, as it should be. But Keith will eventually get in. Let's compare Helton and Roland. Todd Helton, I don't even have to look up the numbers, and I know that he played in Colorado. Todd Helton was way more impactful for what he did than Scott Rolen was. Way more. I'm just going based on watching him, my memory. Todd Helton was the best player for a long time on that Rockies team. The guy you feared. One of the best hitters in the league. He should be a Hall of Famer. Now, he'll probably get in. And I don't know how they weigh the Colorado skew. But Todd Helton was a dominant player. He had 370, 369 home runs. Let's see. 316 batting average. Yeah, but look at the years that he had. You said Fleegs Roland had only twice over 30. Helton had 35. Roland had over 33 times. Helton had 35, 42, 49, 30, 33, 32. I mean, those are major seasons right there. Led the league in doubles, hits, ribbies, and batting average in 2000. I mean, Todd Helton, to me, much more impactful player. He finished fifth in the MVP voting that year. I don't think Roland is a Hall of Famer. I think he was a very good player. Very good player for a long time. Solid player. Hall of Fame? It's been so watered down.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On the Fan, 877-337-6666, go to 5 a.m. Talking Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, talking Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll get into some Rocky rankings in a little bit as well. Knicks with a big win at the Garden. I don't even know if I can consider it a big win. Knicks with a nice win at the Garden. They actually closed the game out. Even with that, though, they still do things that drive me nuts. Randall turning the ball over, R.J. Barrett shooting an air ball in a big spot. I mean, come on, dude. He can't even hit rim. How humiliating is that for R.J. Barrett? Who, in a big spot, I think it was 14 seconds left in the game, ball finds him, he has a good look at a three, he airballs it. Then they have to replay it to make sure that it didn't, in fact, touch the rim. Everybody's standing around for 5 minutes as R.J. Barrett, and they're standing there, knowing that they're all checking to see if the ugly shot that he just threw up scraped the bottom of the rim. It did not. Airball. And then the ref has to go to the replay and the crowd and say the shot did not, in fact, hit the rim. And R.J. Barrett's just standing there. Oh, that's humiliating. You're a pro. You're in the NBA. Hit the freaking rim. 877-337-6666. Sean is calling from West Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on? How are we doing?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Good. I just want to touch back. We talk about Hall of Fame after. I'll touch back to that.
Sure.
But I'm a Finns fan, and I hate the Jets. That's some of the prefaces. But I want to say they should go. They should do whatever they should do for Rodgers. And they have the defense, they have everything right there. And the fact of the idea of holding on to Wilson and giving him another chance, it sounds stupid to me because watching him, I loved every time Wilson stepped on the field.
Right, Jet fans may not like him, but Dolphins fans, Patriots fans, Bills fans, they love him.
That's what I'm saying, and he's completely inept. And if they got Rodgers, I'd be a little scared.
Right.
I'd be a little frightened. That's what I want to say, and they should do whatever they can for him. I mean, we have Tua, and I'm confident in him. I just want to stay on the field. And as much as I would hate it, I would even like if we made that move for 1 to 3 years. If you have 3 years to take a shot at that pop to get the Super Bowl, you have to take it. And that's what I think. And I think Jets fans should embrace that.
Yeah. And, well, imagine being worried about. I think you nailed it, Sean. And it's good that you could bring an unbiased perspective, even though you hate the team. I respect that because
I hate
them. Yeah, well, that's fair, and I'm sure they hate the Dolphins too. But at least you could give a fair take on it. Imagine wanting to wait and save those picks. For what? I mean, the Jets don't have any other option. This is the best option. This is the quickest way out, or at least the quickest path to a Super Bowl right now. Long term, no, of course, it's not the best thing long term, but the Jets haven't been able to find a long term answer at quarterback in forever. So you go get Aaron Rodgers if he's available.
Right, and we can relate. We traded capital for Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill had the, by as far as receiving yards and receptions, the best year of his career this year. And that was only with Tua for missing five games. So we took the next step. We just got to try to stay healthy. So that's where we're at right now. And as I'm saying, it's worth it. It's worth it to make that move for that superstar to take your team to the next level, or so hope so.
Especially when you're talking about quarterback, and thank you for the call, Sean. Appreciate you checking in. Especially when you're talking about quarterback. It's not always the right move, but in this particular case, all things considered, I think it's the only move. I mean, there's a big difference between a rebuild and trying to lay the groundwork and the foundation and all that. There's a big difference in the way you would operate as an organization than if you're going to try to win now. If they're going to try to win now, and it seems like that's where the organization is at after 2 years with Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson, they're trying to win now because of the defense, the way that they've, you know, hit on the draft with Joe Douglas, the way that they found the offensive weapons outside of the quarterback position. This is a team that is ready to compete now. You add Aaron Rodgers to it, it takes them to another level. You have an opportunity to do that, you do it. Tommy is calling from Morris Park. What's up, Tommy? Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, Sal? And great job tonight, man. The thing that with the Hall of Fame, I got to say this. I know there's a lot of older Yankee fans out there. You got to say Thurman Munson belongs in the Hall of Fame. Best catch in the American League. Guy was a beast. Quick release, great arm. Beast, total beast. He belongs in there. But the Jets, I agree with Aaron Rodgers. I'd like to I know, what would it take, a six-pack or a keg or something to get Gronk out, too? Gronk eats up defensive linemen. That comes in handy on the line. I would try to get him out of retirement either with Aaron Rodgers, and you're right, or Tom Brady. I don't want to hear that they won't play. These guys will play anywhere today. And they really have to get their quarterback situation. They got to have at least 3-4 quarterbacks in camp, and they got to shore up the line. But the thing with Rodgers and Brady, they can pick up the blitz. They know how to move guys when they come up to the line of scrimmage because they can read the defenses very quickly. So that's what you're looking for. Like you correctly said, nobody knows what's going to happen. So why not bring in one of the two best quarterbacks of all time?
Well, who gives you a best chance? I mean, that's the thing. We don't know what the results may vary. But what we do know is that there's not a player out there that gives the Jets, that's available, that gives the Jets a better chance to go compete legitimately to win a Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers. End of story. That's why you do it.
Right. That's correct. So you'll probably have Zach in there, Mike White, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers. And I'll keep hitting on it. Bring in the Stetson Rodeo. Bring in Stetson Bennett, too. Let's see what happens with these guys. Bennett is a 25-year-old. He's mature. He has a lot of reps. That's what I really believe in today.
Well, you're not getting him if you get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, go ahead.
Well, correct. No, you're right. Aaron Rodgers is who we want in there, but we do want other players in there in case somebody has to step out for a play or somebody has to miss a couple of games.
Well, you can't just you can't just have five or six quarterbacks, and thanks for the call, Tommy. The Jets need to go all in on Aaron Rodgers. It's as simple as that. He's available. You got to go get him. If he's, in fact, willing to come to New York, you know, trouble-free or problem-free, whatever it may be, that would be something that Woody Johnson should be all in on. It's what a real organization would do. It's an area of need, and it is a Hall of Fame player who happens to be potentially available. You know how rare that is? A Hall of Fame player that becomes available, that fits your need, and that is able to be traded to you. No, because let's just use Juan Soto as an example, where that's a guy that becomes available. You do everything you can to get him, right? Well, the Mets couldn't get him because he's in their division, and there's no way the Nats were going to trade him inside the division. Same thing if you're an NFC team right now. There are a lot more NFC teams that need quarterbacks than AFC. But if you look around at the NFC and, you know, whether it's the Commanders, whether it is the Bucks or Panthers or the Aints or the Falcons, obviously a lot of these teams aren't trying to win now, but I mean, you're talking about quarterback needy teams. Seahawks. There's a lot more in the NFC that could use a quarterback than there are on the AFC. However, none of those teams will have an opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers because he will not be traded to the NFC. And that really dwindles down the options. Denver, although that seems like a long shot, being that they just went all in for Russell Wilson. The Raiders, as we talked about before, potentially the Colts. Titans. And I mean, that is it. You're talking about, I mean, the Jets might be his only option. Unless somehow New England sneaks in, the Jets are the best option by far. Jets, Titans, I would think, would be the two. I mean, you want to make a case for the Raiders? I guess. I don't love that fit. But imagine that. The Jets have a shot. If he's only getting traded to the AFC, and that's what they said, there's only three teams that might even be possible. Go get it done. And change the course of the franchise. Change the conversation. It changes everything. It's no longer about Robert Saleh. It's no longer about Zach Wilson. It's no longer about Joe Douglas or even Woody Johnson. It's about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And he's clearly a guy who can handle that because he's been the focal point his entire career.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Go for it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
On the Fan, 877-337-6666 is the number to call. So I've been telling you, obviously we're taking your calls on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and, of course, the Baseball Hall of Fame, whatever else really is on your mind, too. We talked about the Knicks a little bit from their win last night at the Garden. But I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I love the Rocky movies. I was going to say, I don't know why, but it seems like every couple years I go through and watch the Rocky movies in sequential order. I do a little Rocky marathon. And it's been on my list since before Christmas to do. And I finally completed it last night. And After I did it, you know, I start to think, okay, which ones were my favorite movies in the order, you know, that I liked them in. And I ranked them and whatever, I put it on Twitter. And then people just go nuts about, oh, how could you put this movie there, that movie there, whatever. And then I remembered I did it 2 years ago. It's like the Rocky Olympics for me. Every 2 years, I rewatch the Rocky movies in order and then rank them. I couldn't believe how different the rankings actually came out. I'm the same person. I watch the same movies. And yet my rankings were, I mean, at least one movie was significantly different. Now, we'll have both Marco and Fleegs weigh on this as, you know, they've seen the Rocky movies as well. Now, not going to be as fresh as I am because I go in fresh year. I was just saying, Marco, I've done this every 2 years, like the Rocky Olympics with me. 2 years ago, I did it. During the pandemic is what got it started. And growing up watching Rocky, like, I don't remember ever going to the theaters to see a Rocky movie. Because I was too young, even in 1990 when Rocky V came out, I don't think I saw it in the theaters. If I did, I don't recall it. I saw Rocky Balboa in the theaters. I saw Creed in the theaters. But I remember watching them on TV, whether you rent it or whether it's just on TV. My father and I will watch it anytime it's on. You watch Rocky. So, Marco, you are familiar with all the Rocky movies, correct?
Very much so. And I saw Rocky 4 and 5 in the theater along with Rocky Balboa.
Wow. 4 in the theater. Did you see it on, like, did it come out on Christmas or did it come out Thanksgiving?
I think it was Thanksgiving. Okay. But, I mean, it's 1985. I don't remember exactly.
85 is your wheelhouse. I mean, you know,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I was a kid, but yeah. Like, I remember going to see that. Yeah.
Right. I remember seeing the commercials for it coming out. I was just a little too young. I was 6 at that point, I guess. Yeah, I was born in 79. So I was 6 at that point. It's a little too young.
I was going to say, I'm only a year older than you. I guess I'm just a little bit more mature.
You're only a year old?
Yeah. I was born in 78. So apparently I'm only a year older than
you. What month are you?
September.
So am I.
How about that? So I got a year on you almost to the nose.
Almost to the what day?
Why do I feel like I'm an old man now in this building?
Yeah, I know. Jeez, I look at you differently now.
Yeah, how about that?
What's your birthday?
27th.
Okay, I'm 16. So anyway, yeah, maybe you were. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just my parents not taking me to the movies. Like, I remember seeing, you know, the first movie we ever saw in the theaters? We probably talked about this at some point. Splash.
I love that movie.
Remember
that's
that
a tremendous
movie? It's a
great
freaking movie.
Tom Hanks, John Candy. It's a great movie.
The Mermaid Girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's also probably the first time I ever saw a naked girl. And thank you, Grandma, for taking me to see the movie. Didn't she
not her. In the very beginning. In the very beginning, yes.
There's something I just remembered as a young, and my grandma, like, freaking out. She took my older cousin and me to go see the movie Splash, which had to be, what, 1983, 84?
I think it's 83.
So, like, 4 or 5 years old, I'm pretty sure I remember, but didn't she swim around, too, in the thing?
Yeah, but she was kind of covered. I think maybe in the tank, maybe.
I think it was like the first time. You remember your first time.
There's so much to unpack with you seeing your first naked woman sitting next to your grandma.
I just had to ask Felice, because I don't know if in the beginning, when she first comes out, like, of the water by the Statue of Liberty, the guy yells, he's doing the tour,
right.
And the guy yells out, bocce balls. That's where he's... That's where I think
this is a fantastic movie.
Well, I haven't seen Splash in 30 years.
Anyway, yeah, me neither. I got to rewatch that. I got to give that a rewatch. But I remember that being, for whatever reason, the first movie I saw in theaters. Anyway, so it's not like I couldn't have gone to see the Rocky movie.
Right.
But I didn't. But my point is I remember watching these for years, just watching them over and over again. So I finally decided to do a ranking. You guys want me to give you my ranking first? Or do you have an idea of how you would rank the movies? Now, you're familiar with, forget Creed. Did you see all of them?
I haven't seen all the Creed movies, no.
But you've seen all the Rocky movies?
Yes, although my memory is going to be of the first four. It's been a long time. I think I might have only seen Rocky 5 and Rocky Balboa once each.
Okay, so we'll take that for what it's worth. You haven't seen Creed at all?
No, I have to get it. I want to do a rewatch of the Rockies and watch the Creed movies.
Have to do
and
it.
I know, okay. I realize I'm running out of time between now and March, but
yeah, because
that might
March,
be more
right?
of a... I might catch up on all that once the Creed movie that comes out this year is streaming over
that's
the summer.
Creed 3 is March? Okay. All
is
right.
that when it's coming out, March?
It was either March or April. We looked it up, yes. It's very soon.
Yeah, so it's soon. I'm glad I did it. And
you'll probably get a big Super Bowl trailer for that.
By the way, it took me two weeks to do, and if I could do it with my limited hours, it's because the Rocky movies are an hour and a half. You fly by. It really does.
And sidebar, just want to say, I don't know if you saw, Sylvester Stallone did like a director's cut of Rocky 4. He changed it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that, though.
Me
I'd
neither.
Like to.
And where can we watch that?
The only place I looked once, you have to buy it. I think you have to rent it or buy it or whatever, because I couldn't find it. Maybe I just couldn't find it. And I wasn't about to, I don't know, something about paying for Rocky IV was like, I'm not paying for this.
I started to watch
Is it well known what he changes?
I saw the documentary of what he wanted, like while he was changing it during
COVID.
Where
was that? Because I did see the beginning of that. I don't think I ever got through that.
Prime, maybe.
I don't remember. But it was a documentary of him like going over the editing of the movie.
Yeah, he's talking about it through the whole thing. And that was very good. And he was talking about how, I like the one thing that he was saying, like the scene in Rocky IV where he's in the car and like they're basically, it's a movie video, the whole thing. But like when he's in the car after he's trying to go through everything in his head.
No Easy Way Out.
Yeah. And they said
it's
like
the greatest movie song ever.
The really close up of his face.
Yeah.
He was like, that's got to go. He's like, that's just an arrogant shot. He's like, that's just ego. He's like, as you get older, yeah, that's me being young and me being egotistic.
I love it.
That shot shouldn't be so close. So he was doing a lot of stuff like changing the lighting. Changing the, he didn't like there was like a British accent during the fight. He's like, why is there English people here? He's like, that makes no sense.
I'd like to know, because when you watch them in order, now remember, they came out every 3 years through until I guess the one that came out in 1990. But the first four were every 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
79, 82,
85.
Yeah. 85, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So every 3 years. But you see the difference in Rocky after Rocky 2 to Rocky 3. He looks totally different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well,
totally
I mean,
different.
That's
Was it?
Oh, that's the juice. I mean, come on. But, he admitted the juice.
But he looked lean.
Oh, yeah. No, he was shredded.
Like shredded. That completely, his face looked different. Like,
and that, if I'm not right, isn't that the time frame? That's when, was that the first, like, that Rambo?
Maybe.
I forget exactly what the year is for Rambo, but then that goes into, like, Cobra. He just changed his whole look. I mean, he got shredded.
But, like, when you watch him back to back, and even Rocky IV to Rocky V, where his son, not only somebody different, but a very young kid at home watching him take on Drago, then the beginning of Rocky V is him getting off the plane from Russia, and the kid... Yeah.
His kid aged, and he actually became his real kid in real life, so that was impressive, too.
For the first Rambo came out the same year, it looks like maybe around the same time as Rocky III. But maybe it's possible that he had to go film Rambo before he made Rocky III, because obviously, like you're saying, you see a much different Sylvester Stallone in the movies after that.
Then the second
Rambo comes out even before Rocky IV.
You know, I've never seen
that
Rambo.
Was around 85-ish. Yeah, that one was
They're
awesome.
They're both 82 and 85, so he's filming all of these around the same time.
You've both seen Rambos? I have not seen any.
I've seen the first one.
Is that, or those must watch?
The first one is a tremendous movie.
The first one defines more action movies of that era than you. You've probably seen a lot of movies that were ripping off Rambo than you would realize.
Yeah. Great movie and great plot. Like, similar, kind of like the Rocky movies. The second one is great because it's goofy. It's almost kind of like in that Rocky IV area where it's great, but it's cheesy.
Rocky II has elements of that. Rocky II balances a line. We'll get to this with the rankings, where incredible piece of, like, cinema. Little campy.
Yeah, but they're, it does they're both. All, I mean, that's the whole thing. Yeah, they're not, they're cheesy. Now, whatever, there's to me, it's a great movie, and I love the messaging behind it. I've since gone on, like, I'm literally wearing a Rocky sweatshirt.
Oh, I didn't
right
notice
now.
That. Not sure.
You could go to, I think it's SylvesterStallone.com, whatever it is. They have all, like, Rocky merch from different movies. I absolutely love it. I bought a lot of stuff from there because I love the underdog story. I love Rocky's triumph, and I guess that's where I'm at mentally now compared to where I was 2 years ago, where I was ranking these movies without knowing it based on Rocky's triumph. So let me give you my rankings here. Rocky II, I had number one. Now remember, Rocky II is where he ends up winning the championship. But before that, you know, he's down. He doesn't want to fight. Adrian's sick. He says he's not going to fight because she doesn't want him to fight. And then she says, win.
Right.
And that is like, come here, win. And it's like, doom, the bells hit. Well, what are we waiting for? And then they go kick Apollo Creed's rear end. So Rocky 2, and then I have number 2, Rocky 1, because I also think you have to keep those two together. It's essentially one long movie between 1 and 2. You could put number 1 first, you could put number 2 second, whatever it may be. I have it the other order. I enjoyed Rocky 2 more because he ultimately got over the hump, overcame stuff. But it's a combination. This is where then, for me, it starts to get different. I went Rocky Balboa number 3. I absolutely love Rocky Balboa and the messaging. By the way, 1 and 2, the beginning, Rocky Balboa, the end. Those are the bookends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Creed comes after that, and I'm keeping those out of this because that's too convoluted. Creed were great movies. You could rank them separately. I can't throw them in the mix of the Rocky movies. Me personally, if you'd like to do that, fine. But Creed was an excellent movie. I cannot put it ahead of any of the Rockies. It's just a different thing to me. But Rocky Balboa, you know, the whole scene where he's talking about his son, that's how winning is done. It's not how hard you hit, but about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. We'd reference that all the time. I went Rocky IV, number 4. I loved it. Cheesy, yes, but he goes old school. His best friend dies. He's on a mission to get revenge. He goes out there and trains in Russia, training the old school way, building his physique up, goes to take on Drago. Love it. And then I had Rocky five, because Rocky's triumph over Tommy after he's hurt. He opens himself up to Tommy Gunn, screws his son over. He feels bad. Tommy calling him out, and Rocky still lets Tommy know the old man's got it, and I'm taking you down in a street fight. So Rocky's triumph to me was greater than the movie that I ranked last, Rocky III, because Rocky III was, a lot was happening. Like, lose the fight to Mr. T or to Clubber Lang. They have the whole Hulk Hogan thing with Thunderlips, whatever. Waste of time. I mean, as much as I love Hulk Hogan, waste of time. They have the, hey, Ray Martell's here. They have the whole scene with Thunderlips, whatever. Then you get Clubber Lang. He beats Rocky. Right. Mickey dies. So there's a lot there. Training with Apollo in Los Angeles. Rocky not into it. And then finally he admits he's afraid. Adrian gets him to admit he's afraid. Then he goes back out there and wins. And it was like, eh. All right. Now, 2 years ago when I did it, this is what is weird to me. I had Rocky 3, where I now have last. I had that second. So I don't know why 2 years later.
A lot of things changed in two years.
So those are my, I don't understand why everything else is pretty similar, except for that. I had Rocky Balboa 1, 2, which I was just, I think, sentimental at the time. It's Rocky, this is the correct order. Rocky 2, Rocky, Rocky Balboa, 4, 5, and then 3. You want to counter that?
You have some of those in the right spot. You do.
Where would you put 3, I guess, is my big question.
3 would be right above Rocky 5, because by far, Rocky 5 is the worst movie. And that's
everybody
one of those that
says that, though.
It's hard to watch again. Look, they had a good...
I just watched it tonight.
Yeah, they had a good idea of what they wanted to do. They just didn't... They didn't come through. Like, there's just too much... I get the idea of, like, oh, his son or whatever, but, like, the whole thing with his son... One, you start off with Paulie. You left Paulie in control with...
Yeah. But the fact that they go...
Who the hell would leave Paulie in control? He's going to get... He's going to get power of attorney?
Yeah.
Did you just meet him?
He got duped by the attorney.
Did you just meet Paulie?
Yeah, no, I know. But he didn't leave
him... Then anybody would actually leave him in charge of anything other than the vodka. Like, get the hell out of here. So, like, it starts off with a lot of, like, you know, far-fetched... And it just
now,
doesn't.
How about Tommy? How about Tommy though knocking Paul? Are you knocked him down? Why don't you try knocking me down now?
Yeah, again.
No. He only fights in the ring. My ring's outside.
It's a little too quick. Tommy went from "I love you, Rocky" to "Go to hell."
Yeah,
Rocky went
true.
From "I'm all about my kid" to "I got no time for you." Like there was just so much that happened in a short period
of time.
A little
Mickey revisit where he gave him the boxing gloves.
It's a little. Yeah. And
all right.
Just,
so how would you rank it?
Quick.
How would you rank?
The first Rocky is by far and away. That's just. You know,
because it's the first one.
And no, because it's just the best movie.
Okay.
It had the best storyline. It had the best movie. It had the best, I don't want to say acting, because their acting is basically the same.
Yeah.
But Rocky 2 comes in behind it.
Okay.
Great movie.
So that's what I'm saying.
Great movie. It's just not.
Fleegs, would you go 1 and 2? How would you?
Well, I would put 1 above the rest. I mean, it's just like
so
what
you
were saying, it's the
one.
Best movie. Then I would have closer to, for me, closer than 1 and 2 being together. I have 2 and actually 3 together. I could flip either one of them for my second best, either 3 or 2. I 3 and 4 get kind of cartoony at times.
Right.
3 just worked for me and hit for me. I enjoyed it more. I enjoy Mr. T, so when you're someone who enjoys Mr. T, you're going to give a slight edge to Rocky 3 there, and it puts it closer to me with Rocky 2. Rocky 2 is a better movie. I think if I'm rewatching, I might go 3 before 2.
Okay, so...
That's fair.
Fair enough. And like I said, originally, 2 years ago, that's how I had it. But after watching these, I think it's got to be 1 and 2. So one and two have to be
1 and 2.
And 3
has Eye of the Tiger, which is big
for me. I think the thing that you and I agree with, I like Rocky Balboa up there after that. I think that's a better movie than 3 and 4.
See, that's also a big one that a lot of people, and to Flea's credit, you're not an expert on the Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, I think I only saw it once when it came out, so I don't remember
people
enough to
people
not
rank that
it
because
these.
I don't think they gave it a real chance.
Well, because they looked at it as an old man in the ring at the end. Forget that part. That movie is a lot more than just that exhibition against Antonio Tarver.
That's the least of it.
That's a nice little thing at the end, a little sentiment that the old man still can fight for a little bit, but he couldn't win. That was nice. That was cute. The rest of the movie, where you
go great.
Through, Adrian's dead. He's battling through. He's got Paulie. He's living in the past because his kid is really kind of non-existent.
There's a lot of nostalgia there with Spider Rico, with Little Marie.
Yeah, he's trying to. I mean, he's living in the restaurant. He goes to the gravesite every day. His kid is really non-existent.
It's a life story.
Yeah, and Paulie's kind of like, look, we can't live in the past. Like, let's move forward. It's hard.
All right, so where do you rank that one?
I would definitely put that one 3. So you got Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky Balboa.
So you and I are basically in agreement. I go 2-1 Balboa. You go 1-2 Balboa.
And then from there, 3-4-5. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
3 and 4, basically the same. 4 is a great movie. Look, we like all these movies. 5 I don't really love. 3 and 4 are great. 4 is more of a music video from start to finish. But it is what it is.
We got to get Fleeg's No Way Out by Rob Tepper. Off. I want to play that when we're coming back from break.
4
is also much
songs,
more popular with people, I think, who were adults in that era.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But people do crap on it because they're saying it's just a big montage. However, has one of the great...
Ray is a great... It is.
Rob Tepper, we need that song coming back from break after the update. It's great. So, yeah, I could see 3, 4, 5. Like, people are like, oh, how could you put 5 ahead of 3? I was like, really, you could flip them if you want. I liked Rocky's triumph in 5 better than I did 3, where he lost, got trained by Apollo, came back and beat Clubber Lang. Like, all right, whatever. I'd rather him kick Tommy's rear end after you knock him down. Why don't turn my rings outside?
I'll give you two that real quick.
Creed, yes, Stallone's, I think, is actually pretty good, Sal.
Yeah.
I think Creed's actually probably better than those. Creed 2, I thought it was awful. I think
the original Creed was excellent.
Creed was awesome.
Better than what?
I'd probably put it above 3, 4, and 5. The original Creed.
Pound for pound, the movie itself was
great.
Excellent.
The second one, they missed the boat. They know what they tried to do. You screwed it up. And I'll throw in a little addendum with that biography that was talking about, where he's talking about Rocky IV. He did admit, if he could do it again, he would not have killed Apollo Creed.
Wow.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, but then how would you have a movie?
He said, if you do that, he said, there was no reason. I thought I needed to do that to keep it fresh. If I could have go back and do it again, I would put him in a wheelchair. He would be there in the corner. I'd still be fighting for him, but it would have allowed the rest of the series to still evolve. He's like, obviously things would have changed. Creed would have been different. He's like, Rocky V would have been different, but he would have took the role of Mickey instead of being gone. And
wow! Yeah, but it changes everything.
It does, and I would like to see what that would have been. And he even mentioned like
do an alternate.
He said that like, Carl Weathers is going to kill me because I killed him in the movie, and he's like, I'm still pissed off at me. But that's the one thing that I got out of the documentary. I thought was really cool.
All right, who knows if Carl Weathers ends up being Chubbs if he's in Rocky V.
It's a good point. It changed the course of Sandler movies as well.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.